What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the telephones to Jeff in St. Paul. Aloha, Jeff. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, hi. I'm calling. I live in St. Paul, but I'm a cab driver. I work in Minneapolis a lot. And the deal is there's this homeless camp. And what it is there's a American Indian housing development at 25th and Cedar. And there's a road called highway called Hiawatha that comes and parallels the river from like down by the airport into Minneapolis. And there's a tent camp that is growing. And I drove by there this morning, and they've got these trailers that have, like, spotlights on the top. Sometimes they say police, but today there was two of them at the south end of the camp, and there's been at least three women that have been died. There's MRSA, which is an infectious disease there, and there's been a lot of, like, young girls that have been tried to be messed with by homeless people, and they're trying to move the camp about 10 or 12 blocks west into an area. There's some land that's owned by American Indian tribe, but see, the deal is that every day in Minneapolis there's like thousands of more immigrants that are coming in and expecting to be set up and accommodated, and so it's becoming an industry of homeless acceptance or immigrant acceptance. And I'm a cab driver, and most of the rides are charge accounts for medical rides for people that are receiving government services. And that's what's happening over here.
Yeah. It's a mess. And the homeless problem, we have a homeless problem here on Oahu. We've got 8,000 homeless just on this island alone. In fact, Claire and I, again, yesterday we were out and about doing errands, and we had an encounter with a homeless person. Just the vibes coming off this person were very scary. And
where are the government-sponsored food trucks to take care of these people? In-N-Out meals.
I don't know that there are any. I mean, the not dangerous homeless and hungry are being handled mostly by private charity.
Hey, so listen, another thing I want to talk about is you got married to someone that's your webmaster, right?
I'm married to somebody who's what?
The webmaster of the website.
No. I mean, she posts to the website. I'm the webmaster.
Okay, well, so I'm having a lot of problems where I'm like five or six pages into what really matters or where it really happened, and all of a sudden I get like some Amazon gift card page that comes up, and I can't clear it. I have to go back and start over. So I was wondering if you could, down at the bottom of your page, you've got the numbers 1 through 12 or whatever to go to the next page. If at the top you could have some doohickey that would let you hit the like the home page, so you get the first page, and then it would show you like pages 1 through whatever, and maybe at the end there'd be the last page so you can see the freshest news.
Let me ask you a question here. I've gotten a lot of complaints about this, and I have no end of trouble with advertisers who refuse to play by the rules. This Amazon.com is a popover over the whole website.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
Got all these numbers .com if you could put it at the top of the site where you could hit the home or the first or the fifth page and maybe hit the last page so you get the freshest news. And the other thing I notice is that if I'm on page 1 and I go to page 2, about 4 of the stories on page 2 are the same ones that were on page 1. So there's a lot
of that's because new material is constantly being added, during the time you're reading page 1. And so it's not unusual when you go to page two, some of the items will have scrolled over. But I'm my solution is I'm trying to find who's behind this Amazon ad. And the people who abuse the ad system, they go to very great lengths to try and conceal who they are. And I'm going to be working on that over the weekend. I was working on it this morning before the radio show.
Like today,
trying to find out.
I'm a cab driver, and I had about three or four people. It says, are you on the Internet? Do you do the Internet? And I says, they said, yeah. I says, well, here, let me give you. And I took a 3x5 card, and I wrote down your website and a couple other ones. And he says, here, these guys are real legitimate. They're the alternative news sites. They're telling what's going really going on. And, you know, they said thank you and stuff. But so I've been passing out your info for a while, and but, you know, like getting back to what's going on in Minneapolis is that we are basically, there's people that are just crashing. They have no place to go. They're staying there with the signs up on the corners everywhere. It's, and there's no services for the average people. It's only for the immigrants. If you're an immigrant, you're driving a Toyota and living in a new apartment with Social Security and education for your kids, but if you're an American veteran, you're living out in the streets.
Yeah, I know. It's just completely psychotic, you know, along with the other aspect, which is the U.S. is spending billions on war and hardly any on the American people. The U.S. government is treating the illegal immigrants better than the American citizens. They're treating the refugees better than the American citizens. They treat the Israelis better than the American citizens. And you have to wonder, you know, how much longer is this going to go on before something unfortunate happens?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I appreciate, I like to listen to you. And I know that, like, the first couple days of this week, your show didn't make the Internet, you know, for the live broadcast.
We missed a show about a week ago because I had computer problems, but we've been on the air every day.
Monday and Tuesdays, it wouldn't go live when I hit the button.
Well, that must be YouTube messing with us again. What can I say? It's definitely a problem.
Well, is there any chance that the government's going to step in and make sure that there's like an honest service doctrine for using these services that everybody gets a chance to participate?
Quite the contrary. In fact, you know, out in California, they actually did pass a law saying that all internet traffic had to be treated equally, and the Department of Justice immediately sued to reimpose this idea that the big corporations get the lion's share of the bandwidth, and the rest of us have to just, you know, fight over the scraps. Anyway, listen, Jeff, we're going to let you go, and
okay.
I am trying to find out who's abusing our advertising system with that Amazon ad, and I'm hoping somebody is going to capture that ad.
You can't go four pages into your site without getting hit and jump to another site. All right, see ya.
Okay, well, I'm still trying to solve the problem. The irony is I'm not seeing it here. So whoever is doing it is trying to make sure I don't see what's going on. So it's going to take a little time. But I'm hoping somebody's going to be able to send me a screen capture of that Amazon ad with as much identifying information as possible so I can track it down. Because, you know, sometimes I'm on the verge of, like, telling all the advertisers, you're all fired. Unfortunately, I'm dependent on them for the money that it takes to run all of this. The first 12 years that I did this, I paid for it out of my own pocket, and that was all well and good. Unfortunately, in the current economic reality, whatreallyhappened.com, like Republic Broadcasting, we're dependent on our advertisers, as troublesome as they can be. We're dependent on the generosity of our audience as well to keep us going. I wish I could get rid of the advertisers, because very often they are far more trouble to deal with than that small pittance of revenue that they generate. Anyway, Jeff, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are open, and our text window is now working. And we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, we were talking about stinky badges, and there's a story. This is coming on out from Chicago, and apparently this is related to this police officer, this white Chicago cop, Jason Van Dyke, who shot this black teenager, Laquan McDonald, fired at him 16 times, which seems a little bit extreme. And the officer tried to justify it by saying that the teenager had a knife with him that he raised up in a threatening manner. Well, the knife was actually a folding blade, which, you know, I don't know what they mean. A Swiss Army knife? I have a Swiss Army knife on my belt. Does that mean the police are going to shoot me? But apparently the videos didn't support that story, and the jury basically convicted him, and he could go to prison for a very, very long time. And again, I see this as a good thing, because the police have gotten totally out of control. You know, they've gone from to protect and to serve to we treat you like a king, as in Rodney King. We're going to go back to the phones here. Ken in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I didn't see that when I go on your website. I use an ad blocker, and apparently it doesn't interfere with your ads, but what it does is it will try to block things that are trying to sneak in. So I don't know if that presents a problem for you. Recently, I want to order something.
No, it doesn't, because my main web browser has an ad blocker and all kinds of security and everything, but I have a separate installed web browser that's pure vanilla, with no add-ons, no web blocking. That's the one that I use to check the site for bad behavior. And I haven't seen that Amazon ad. But I need to track down who's doing this, because, again, it's against the rules.
Yeah, sometimes what will happen is when I go on a website, it'll throw a flag up and it'll ask me to turn the ad blocker off. So that doesn't interfere with the website, and I'll turn it off. But the reason I started using it is even on eBay, where you shouldn't be getting any of this, when you have an ad blocker off, when you don't use one, you see all kinds of activity. It's slowing your bandwidth down, all of the stuff that's
yes.
being thrown at you in the background.
Oh, yeah, there is, and I see that here with our advertisers, and you'd think it would just be go off to the server and get the ad, but they'll go off to a server, which forwards to another server, which forwards over here to this other server, and it's how they obfuscate where the ads are coming from if they're engaging in less than ethical behavior. I do wish the online advertising industry would clean up its act. Because I imagine that probably a lot of webmasters like myself are saying it really is more trouble than it's worth.
I'm sorry, I just got knocked off and I came back on again. The other thing I've noticed, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but if you buy something from Amazon, I had something extra thrown in on my order that I didn't want. And then I had to go through some forms to get it pulled off.
And they charged you for it.
Yes, until I protested, you know, I filled out a request to pull it off, and it's saying that I canceled an order I made. I think what they're doing is they're putting buttons in tricky places, so you don't realize if you're not clicking on the button, you could click somewhere off the button and still have it added to your order. It's like a little bottle of eye drops. So like
that would definitely be unethical, but we live in a very unethical time here, and again, we're seeing greed override all of the considerations in our society. And I don't know about Amazon itself, but I have seen some very deceptive buttons in other websites where you think you're canceling something, and in actuality, it goes forward. Another one that you need to look for is an active cancellation, where they'll put up an ad saying, you know, we're going to send this to you. And you look for some place to confirm and you don't see it. And what you miss is down at the bottom, it says, you know, in order to stop this from happening, in order to stop this from going onto your credit card, you have to click this button. And again,
if I get in a situation like that, I just do Control Alt Delete and then pick the pieces up afterwards and start over again. I've seen that also, where it's not obvious where to cancel, or maybe you're being tricked. For all you know, it could be. Some kind of scam being in spy not spyware, but some kind of a scam being inserted.
Well, just for the benefit of everybody listening to the show, obviously I cannot control and be responsible for the behavior of the advertisers or the malvertisers.
No,
but I do pay for a service that constantly scans the whatreallyhappened.com website for any kind of a security threat or malware. And so I know that my code is clean and is not harming anybody's machine. But keeping the advertisers in line, oh boy, has that become... It's become yet another major part of the workload.
I've found that I use I still use XP3 and I use Opera, and Opera now is really Google. You know, it's Chrome, but at least it has a button where you can push a button and wipe all the garbage out. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here, and. There are times when I think we've allowed these systems to become too complex. When you look at all the troubles that is coming out with the latest Windows 10 update, for example, they've allowed the technology to become so complex they can't manage it anymore. And interestingly enough, we've seen the same thing in history as a signal of the collapse of a civilization. Ancient Rome was a good example. Early on, ancient Rome built all these amazing things, the aqueducts, the Colosseum, the road system. And then as Rome succumbed to decay and debt, they could no longer maintain what they had built before. And it all eventually fell into ruin. Okay, the phone lines are open now. Getting on back to stories about the police here. Remember that story down in Dallas where this policewoman, Amber Geiger, claimed to have walked into the wrong apartment. She thought it was her apartment and saw a man there and killed him, Botham Jean. And the response by the police department was to try and smear him and make him look unsympathetic and say, oh, well, he was doing drugs and this and that. And they finally fired this officer. And there may be a prosecution. But the police, there's still signs of a cover-up. They're refusing to release the 9/11 call made by Amber Geiger because she went on in, she shot this guy and supposedly made a 9/11 call. I've shot somebody. I think I'm in the wrong apartment. We don't know, and we're not going to find out. But the official story is that she walked into the wrong apartment accidentally, mistook Jean for an intruder, and killed him. And that story's been fishy right from the very beginning. Was this Gene in the habit of just leaving his front door unlocked? Did this Geiger walk into this apartment and not immediately realize it wasn't hers? So, over in Orlando, there was another shooting. Three police officers shot a suspect. Brian Baker was unarmed and died at the scene. And the officers insisted he made a motion consistent with pulling a firearm, at which point the three officers shot him. And, oh, golly gee whiz, I'm sorry, the body cameras were not working on any of the officers. Now, you're going to love this one, okay? The DEA official tasked with stopping DEA sex parties is now under investigation for hiring prostitutes for sex parties. And this apparently began back in 2015 when this guy named Dobrich was brought on in after this expose that found several DEA agents had participated in sex parties with prostitutes hired by the Colombian drug cartels. And this guy was sent in there to clean up the mess, and instead he went over to the other side. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
Okay, I just lost my feed from RBN. Mike, can you hear me? Okay, all right. Because our little system that connects my studio with RBN is really acting up today here. So anyway, you may have seen this video. It's gone viral. And it's basically where there was this pro-life demonstration called Life Chain up in Toronto, Canada, last Sunday. And there was this activist, Marie-Claire Bissonnette, 27 years old. And there was this other guy there who's this pro-choice male hairstylist. And Marie-Claire accused him of vandalizing the pro-life activist signs and clothing with permanent marker pens. And all of a sudden, without warning, this guy just does a roundhouse kick on her. And she was recording the whole thing with her cell phone. And he just decked her. And it basically it illustrates the point that the liberals are just openly embracing violence as a political tool. Now, when I was in junior college many years ago, there was a lot of on-campus activism. And I saw the same thing again when I was teaching over at UH Manoa. Everybody had their little table with their particular point of view, but everybody was talking. There was no destruction of the signs. There was no tearing things up. How did we cross that line here? And it's alarming, and it sort of concerns me. If, in fact, on the midterms, the Democrats fail to take the House of Representatives, and the polls, by the way, are shifting away from the Democrats and toward the Republicans, and I think it's probably because of the disgust over what was done during the Kavanaugh hearings. If the liberals don't get the House, what are they going to do next? What are they going to do next? All right. Now, let's talk about some science and health issues. Once again, we're getting this media frenzy to scare us into running down and get the flu shot. And the New York Times came out with an article saying that 80,000 Americans died of the flu last winter, the highest death toll ever. And it's fear-mongering. And there's more to this story than meets the eye, because it's important to point out the difference between influenza, which is the flu, and influenza-like illness. Because there's the flu virus and there are other viruses, and the symptoms are virtually the same. You get a fever, runny nose, headache, body aches. But not all of these illnesses are caused by the flu. The influenza virus type A, B, and C, and flu-like illness is caused by a variety of other viruses, which would not be affected by the flu shot. Now, the majority of individuals who have these symptoms and go to the doctor are diagnosed with the flu with no actual testing to confirm that diagnosis. And as it turns out, the percentage of people who actually have the flu test at a much smaller percentage than those who are prematurely diagnosed with the flu. The average percentage rate of the actual flu virus infection during the 15 years between 1997 and 2012 was just 15%. Now, according to the National Vaccine Information Center, many of the deaths being attributed to the flu were actually from pneumonia. And many of these deaths could be from flu-like illnesses, not the flu, that are not covered by the vaccine. In the 13 years between 1997 and 2010, only 216 people actually died of the confirmed flu. It's a marketing campaign. And once again, we're getting warnings from concerned activists, the flu shot is not safe. There is still mercury in these vaccines, including childhood vaccines. The CDC is recommending two doses of this vaccine, the Fluval. But if you read the package insert, it says right there, only one in your lifetime. Never take it again. And the CDC is out there saying, oh, yeah, you know, two will be fine. Remember, the CDC itself makes huge amounts of money off of vaccinations. They own patents on dozens of vaccines from which they make huge amounts of money. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phone lines here, Fox News is now reporting that the so-called victim of sexual assault who basically harassed Jeff Flake is now admitting she's a paid activist for a Soros-backed organization. And there's this other story. This apparently happened last Monday, where Senator Rand Paul, and remember, this is the guy who got beat up and his ribs broken. But apparently on Monday, as he was exiting the airport, he was met by a group of anti-Kavanaugh protesters demanding he call for another investigation into Kavanaugh. Paul basically just continued walking past them. Here's the part that I'm curious about. We keep hearing all these stories about all these anti-Kavanaugh protesters confronting these various politicians. How do they know where they're going to be? How did these women know what flight Rand Paul was coming in on? Just something to think about. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Jim in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, love your show, my friend. You know, I'm talking about the flu vaccine. I mean, we've looked at flu vaccines that even the Canadian Health Department said the ones that were you know, before that they were telling people it didn't even do anything. There was maybe a 2% possibility of maybe, you know, keeping you from getting the flu.
That's within the margin of statistical error.
It's like crazy. But, you know, and again, if you look at the statistics for the vaccine court, the most people who are damaged by the flu vaccine. Guillain-Barre's, okay. But that's the biggest. I mean, people damaged by the vaccines and the vaccine courts are from the flu vaccine. They also say in the Mayo Clinic that if you have a very compromised immune system, they have a sign out there in the Mayo Clinic that says, well, my goodness, if you've just been vaccinated or vaccinated within a week or so, you can't see anybody because there's this thing called shedding, okay?
Yes.
You may have gotten the vaccine, but the shedding, it will give the person who's compromised immune system, you'll give them whatever you've been, vaccinated for the immune system. But there's also, there was a great neurologist, I think it's Russell Blaylock, I think is his name. Anyways, they never used to give pregnant women flu vaccines because the flu vaccine, as we know, has mercury in it, and okay.
Yes.
But what they were saying was, is what they found is that if a woman in her first or second trimester were to get the flu, the incidence of autism would increase by sixfold, okay?
Yes.
But Russell Blaylock said, I listened to this, and I had to listen to this six times to understand what the hell he was even talking about. But what it was is it was not the fact that they got the flu, but it was the stimulation by the flu of the immune system, okay? It was the glutamate, okay, which is a neurotransmitter. So what it was is it wasn't the fact that they got the flu, but the fact was that the immune system was triggered in the mother that caused the glutamate, was a neurotransmitter, okay, and that caused that child, okay, to be highly susceptible. What it does, it did, it primed the immune system in that child, so when that child was born and they got the hepatitis B vaccine, they were gone, you know. So the medical model thought that, well, if they get the flu, they're going to have more autistic children. But what it was the triggering of the immune system that caused the autism. So what they're doing is they're gonna inoculate all these women with the flu vaccine, which will trigger the immune system. So we're gonna have more children with autism because they failed to understand the science behind it. It wasn't the flu that did it; it was triggering the mother's immune system that is going to cause it. Now they go, well, we got to give the flu vaccine to every mother, and they never did that before, but again, doctors and the pharmaceuticals just totally misread the information. So now they're triggering the immune system of every mother by giving them the flu vaccine, which will increase the intensity by 6% of autism and prime these children when they get all these other vaccines for autism. So it's such a disgrace. These people should be in prison, Mike. And can I say another thing, too? I'm looking at just, you know, when President Trump would pardon all these people, you know, like the, you know, whether it be the people who burn grass or whatever, he should also fire everybody who persecuted these people, whether it be the Justice Department or the Park Services or whatever, whoever put these people through all this crap, okay? And including people like Sheriff Opaya and everybody else, whoever prosecuted them, they should be fired immediately. Get them off. So, you know, if you do this next time, you got to get these people. You got to fire their ass so they know that if you do this again, there's going to be consequences. I don't know if that's possible. But anyways, thanks, Mike.
Not in our current society. Right now, again, greed has become the overwhelming factor in all decisions in our society. Remember back in the 80s, and they were screaming about, oh, the me generation, and they were all these yuppies that were growing up, and they were just all self-absorbed. But it is a big problem where corporations, especially vaccine corporations, computer corporations, they're out there pushing product, and there's no incentive for them to make sure that the products work properly because they're protected by law. And that's certainly true of the vaccine industry, and it's been a huge, huge problem. If you take away the ability of consumers to sue a company for a faulty product, then the company is going to be thinking more in terms of selling product and making money than making a quality product. That's just an inevitable aspect of how corporate executives are going to be thinking.
And if I can say one more thing, Mike, is that there's no reason why us taxpayers should have to pay for illegals for anything, whether it be welfare or the health care or anything.
I agree.
We should actually follow the law, and we should also talk to our congressmen and senators and go, why are we paying illegals health care and everything when our veterans are living under bridges? It's like we should – there are already laws saying, Title 8, you've – talked about this many times. Why are we not arresting these mayors who sanctuary cities and stuff? It's like, no, we need to start getting really tough on these people. And if you're an illegal, you get no welfare, you get no benefits, you get no health care, no anything. We have to start actually talking to our senators and congressmen and going, no, it's like, it's illegal. So this, why are we doing this? It's like, get rid of that stuff. I don't care what the Democrats say or whatever, but the Republicans are going along with this too. So, anyways, thanks, Mike. Love your program.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, there's a lot of misinformation and disinformation within the, quote, Patriot Radio. I think there's a lot of them, except for your show, of course, have been co-opted and bought off. You know, all these psyops, you know, QAnon, for example. Right? You know, they're always like, they're going to arrest these criminals. There's, 5,000 sealed indictments that are coming. Mm-hmm. In the future. It's all in the future. 5,000, 20,000, 100,000. And it's all just to string people along with hope.
Yes, that's exactly right.
In the
message is don't do anything, don't go out and be an activist, don't excuse me.
It's funny.
Pardon me for a second. Don't do anything. Don't be an activist. Just sit on your rear because somebody is coming to save you. QAnon's coming to save you. The Lone Ranger's going to ride over the hill any minute. Batman is in the Batmobile. The Avengers are on their way to make everything okay. No, it's not. What the government, various governments, corporate interests are trying to do is basically jam the internet. The way that there used to be radio jamming in the days of shortwave radio, where people would have shortwave radios, which are still good to have, by the way, and they would listen to news broadcasts from other countries to try and find out what was going on, and the government of the country they were living in would deliberately set up transmitters operating on the same frequency of radio stations they didn't want their own population to listen to. In Nazi Germany, radio was just coming into its own there, and the Nazi government literally subsidized the manufacture of radios for the German people. But the radios were manufactured to be only able to tune into German radio stations.
Yes, I think QAnon, among many others, they're just stringing people along. String them along with hope. that something, one of the, you know, it was 5,000, now it's 100,000. By the time Trump gets out, it'll be 5 million sealed indictments in the future. And, you know, the guy Steve Bannon, you know, the alt-right, quote, Patriot Radio, they're a significant constituency, just like the anti-abortion constituency. And Bannon, to his credit, was shrewd enough to, hey, let's get these people to vote for us. We'll string them along. We'll do what we did with the pro-life community for the last 40 years, you know. Oh, you know, I'm pro-life, you know, like they're going to, like the Republicans. Reagan said he was pro-life, and then string them along, get them to vote for you. But in the end, you do nothing. And, you know, as the Patriot right people, they go, you know, in the future, things will be solved. And, you know, just go back to sleep. Trump will, or, you know, he'll fix everything, just like Reagan did. Right?
Yep.
But, you know, amongst all the misinformation and disinformation, you, Michael, are like a shining light in a sea of misinformation, and you have the best show of anyone. And thank you very much, and you and your wife have a great weekend.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for those very, very kind words. And I really try and do my absolute best to get through to the truth of what's going on. I have a lot of people try and feed me bad information and lead me off on false trails. And there is a lot of deliberate misinformation out there that's being planted to make the internet and the independent media look silly or to drag us off in the wrong direction. And it's kind of a bit of an intellectual minefield out there. Anyway, Jim, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Phone lines are open again. Now, here is an interesting story. And again, it shows that what can go wrong when healthcare stops being about healthcare and starts being about turning a fast buck. The story came out of naturalblaze.com, and it's talking about this FDA-backed channel that allows pharmaceutical companies to basically turn supplements into drugs and then remove the supplement version from the market. And this has happened to a popular and medically important version of vitamin B6, and with the FDA's approval of a new drug to treat sickle cell anemia, the same could happen to L-glutamine. The pharmaceutical companies don't want you to be able to treat yourself, and they don't want low-cost alternatives. And apparently, last year, the FDA announced the approval of Endari, which is a drug for sickle cell disease. It's an oral powder comprised of L-glutamine, which is an amino acid, which is currently available as a supplement. Now, the drug company filed an investigational new drug application demonstrating their investigation of L-glutamine as a drug. And this is important because there's no new dietary ingredient notification for L-glutamine. So by law, an NDI must be filed on supplements that came to the market after 1994. So enter the FDA's back channel. If a drug company begins investigating a nutrient for use in a drug before a supplemental company files an NDI notification on the nutrient, the pharmaceutical company can ask the FDA to have the supplement version removed from the market, leaving consumers with no other option than the drug. And that brings me to this next story, and this one's hitting a little bit close to home. There's a story coming on out from New Zealand where this research has now shown that vitamin D supplements do not improve bone health. Now, for decades, people have known that vitamin D is important for bone health. But this new study written by Dr. Mark Boland, who's an associate professor at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, came on out and said there's little justification. and that it's not really going to help with things like osteoporosis. Now, Claire, as you know, is dealing with this back injury, and in the course of her treatment, she does not have osteoporosis, but she's kind of close. And so she takes vitamin D supplements. She also takes another prescription medication that supposedly will promote bone density. We don't know which one is actually better for her. We do know the prescription medication is much more expensive. And that's the business model. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to take a phone call from Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thank you, Mike. I overheard something last night, or actually it was early this morning, listening to Jeff Rentz. And it wasn't even on topic with his guests or anything. It was the third hour, about 10 minutes into it. He just read something that I guess he was looking at on his computer. It was a statement from President Donald Trump. Basically, you know, it was just quick and short, and he didn't say where he was reading this from, but that, you know, the rollout of 5G is one of Trump's priorities. And, you know, 5G is one of the things, that's one of the few things that really keeps me up at night. That really scares me. And I'm not one of these people that's an expert on it at all, but just, you know, what I have heard about it over the past several years, just, I mean, it just sounds like we're just going to be bathed in you know, this invisible Wi-Fi, you know, toxicity. And I think people are going to start dropping like flies. And
well,
why is it so important for him to get this out?
Well, because, you know, people are using more and more bandwidth, and 5G is just an improvement on 4G, which was an improvement on 3G, and the radiation is basically going to be pretty much the same. It's just able to carry much more data. Now, let me ask you this question. When 5G is rolled out, what's going to happen to the companies that are running the 4G and 3G networks? They're going to go out of business. And so they have a financial motive to mount a scare campaign to tell people, ooh, 5G is bad, 5G is evil, and you don't want to go there and you don't want to use that. So just something for you to think about.
I hope you're right.
Well, I will agree with you that there's an area of concern about all of the electromagnetic radiation we're subject to. And it's not just the Wi-Fi, and it's not just the 4G or 5G. It's everything. It's AM radio broadcasts. It's FM radio broadcasts. It's all the radars on those ships down there in Pearl Harbor. aviation radios, police radios. There's definitely a high level of saturation. And because there are so many corporate interests that are tangled up with that, nobody has really done any kind of a study to see what the long-term health effects of just this constant bathing in electromagnetic radiation, what harm is going to cause over the long run? Because again, you're goring people's oxes, the companies that own those radio and TV stations, or the companies that make those police and aviation radios. So I think we need to be careful. There may be an issue there. There may not. I don't know. I'd like to find out. But as far as this scare campaign about 5G, my read is that it's an attempt by the 4G and 3G providers to at least survive, if not prosper.
Okay. I also understand that it comes out of Israel, 5G, or whatever that's worth.
Okay, well, listen, there's the music. We have to take a break here for station identification. Thank you for the phone call. And when we come on back, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.